G and Ursula Show, Tuesday morning edition. One of the most closely watched races locally and nationally was the race for Seattle's city attorney. And with nearly all of the votes tallied, Republican Ann Davison will be the next top attorney in the city of Seattle, defeating her opponent, abolitionist Nicole Thomas Kennedy. Davison will be the first woman to take over the city attorney position, and she will be the first Republican to hold that job in Seattle in the last decade. Ann Davison joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
And let's just jump right into it. You are going to be taking over a position that really is supposed to be nonpartisan, but this became a very partisan race. What do you want to do in your first 30 to 60 days in office to basically assure the Seattle voters that you are the right person for the job?
I do really appreciate that question, because I do think that when we have decided that within our city charter, that that office being nonpartisan, and what that really does mean, and it means that we're talking about our city's issues. And that is the task at hand, and that is what I'm going to do, is listen to people here in our city and what I've been gleaning through the campaign, and working together in the collaborative way that I talked about, making sure we can provide services to our city.
And one of the things that you talked about doing was increasing prosecution of misdemeanors. I know there's a lot of people who are upset about what they call a revolving door of people who commit these misdemeanor crimes and then face, little to no consequence and are back out and repeat and repeat. Why do you think Pete Holmes stopped prosecuting those misdemeanors? And then what do you plan to do to avoid whatever pitfalls he was trying to avoid?
Well, I obviously can't speak to his reasoning of things,
sure.
But just as a member of the general public looking from the outside in, I do think that we've been struggling as a city with finding that balance of accountability, compassion, and justice. And those things are intertwined, and they're going to mean different things in different scenarios. And I think that really for me personally, when we're talking about accountability, sometimes, that comes in the form of, it's a different type of compassion, right? Because we care when we say we're going to get involved. We don't care when we say we can't be bothered and we don't want to take the effort or spend the time. And so it really is just going to be making sure when we're talking about those types of topics when it comes to misdemeanor crime at the city, we're going to make sure that we can do them in a way that's going to be meaningful for the individual, and as well as making sure the victims of crime are centered in that discussion and that process, so we can have that positive impact for the city.
And are you surprised that the race was as close as it was here in the end?
I don't think I had an expectation one way or the other. I really was just focused on the goal. And I don't really get fixated on numbers. I'm kind of an endurance athlete, and so that's my mindset is long term and making sure we just get the work done.
But there were close to 50% of voters who thought your opponent, at least they thought that she may have had some good ideas. Let's just take the offensive tweets and put those aside, but that they support some of her ideas. Are there any ideas that she had that you think you would consider in your position as the Seattle City Attorney?
I do think there's a lot of areas that people wanted to characterize approaches to be certain ways, and I think there's room in the middle. The answer is always in the blend, and it is just not in the categorical exclusion of types of approaches. And so look at how I've chosen to spend my time personally, how I chose to do it in the campaign, and what I did in making sure that my walk is matching my talk. A lot of the things that might have been presented in her platform have been part of who I am already.
What specifically would you point to in that case?
I think when we're talking about being meaningfully applicable for an individual, understanding why someone communicates in the form of a crime, I think that is still a leading factor for me when we're talking about the criminal legal process and public safety. understanding that, because when someone has gotten to that place to communicate in the form of a crime, because, you know, for as humans, everything we do, whether there's verbal language or not, is communication. And if someone has gotten to that place, it's because we failed them somewhere else socially. And unfortunately, it's come to that place where it's the last line of where we can be able to intervene for someone meaningfully. At the same time, keeping victims receiving justice and knowing that harm, and we're preventing future harm where we can.
What are going to be your priorities as you move into office early next year? What do you feel are the most pressing problems that you as city attorney need to address?
I think first and foremost for me, it is really establishing a sense of leadership at the city attorney's office in my own style of doing that, which is really understanding the work that people have been doing there for our city. They've been doing it there for me. As I, again, a member of the general public, they've been there serving me as someone who lives in the city of Seattle. And I want to understand what their work has involved, where I can help support them and make their work and tasks more efficient and more effective for us with the resources we have in that office.
Thank you so much. This is Seattle City Attorney-elect Ann Davison. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.
And I just got to look at the numbers again. As of yesterday afternoon, the latest update, she is winning 52% to Nicole Thomas Kennedy's 48%, with about 10,000 votes separating the two.
That is quite a last-minute catch-up
by Thomas Kennedy. She was way into the double digits.
Way into the double digits.
Real close here, like, yeah,
4%. I don't know if because I'm older now and I just didn't notice it before, or it's because it's a thing here, but that last-minute progressive surge.
Oh, it's a thing.
Is real, baby.
Yeah, it absolutely is a thing. But I'm going to admit, I'm glad it turned out the way it did. I did vote for Ann Davison. She does have a lot of learning to do on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she didn't give a whole lot of specifics in this particular interview, but she's going to, for me, she was the better candidate for sure.